Sends in the cross. Hugill's been held in the box. Breaks for Keane, 2-0. The first goal in the North End White for Will Keane.
He's looping high towards the far post. It's down! And it's in! And it's Michael Keane against the run of play.
Hi, I'm Will Keane, Preston North End forward.
Hi, I'm Michael Keane, Burnley centre-back.
Now, out of the two brothers, who was born first?
I was born first, 1 minute before Will.
Mike, he's a minute older.
A minute makes a big difference.
How much grief do you give him about being the older brother?
To be fair, not as much as I should. I don't think I've ever brought it up, to be honest. But maybe it's something I can do in the future.
I think a lot of people actually think I'm older than him, if they don't know us, because they think I'm a bit maybe more mature than him.
Not identical in terms of looks. What about personalities? How similar do you think you are?
I'd say we're very different. I mean, he's jokey, keeps himself to himself a bit more. He's quite reserved and private, whereas I'm maybe a bit more open and just, I like taking the mick out of him a bit more, really.
Probably different. Different in every way, I think. He's probably a bit more chatty, whereas I'm a bit more reserved and a bit more careful in the way I think and do things, but both have a good laugh with our mates and similar in that respect, yeah.
What was it like growing up with him? What was he like to sort of live with back at home?
No, it was good because when you're little you just want someone to mess about with all the time, and I always had Will, and when we used to go for kickabouts out on the street till like 10 o'clock at night, and it just used to be me and him, and lucky where we lived, we had sometimes up to 10, 20 of us on the field near us, and we used to stay out there till late at night, so it was good.
Yeah, it was really good, to be fair. We always had each other to play football with and to mess about with, so it was good. We always had company, and then we have two other brothers as well, so it was always a busy and frantic household.
And who got into football first, Michael?
It was probably both at the same time. First picture of us kicking a ball was when we were about 4 years old, but never really played for a team until we were about 8.
It was probably both of us at the same time. I think when my dad was a massive football fan, also my older brother, so we kind of just took it from them, really.
Has he got any bad habits?
Bad habits? I remember when we were young and we used to live in the same room, he used to have a weird routine where he'd always like mess about with the door and open it and shut it a couple of times. I don't know why, he's a bit strange, but I think it's more like a routine.
He used to be a big moaner when he was playing football. Don't pass him the ball, or make a little mistake, or don't give him a perfect pass. He used to tut and shake his head all the time, and he needs to grow out of that.
Who would you say is the funniest, you or Will?
It's a tough one. I don't know. I think that's our mates.
I'll say me. I'm a bit more jokey, but then he's funny at times because he's not trying to be funny. And like, obviously, he's got a good sense of humour as well. So, yeah, I'm not sure, but I'll stay with myself.
Who's the more competitive, you or Will?
Used to be him, but now it's, I'd say me.
That's a tough one to say because we've got in quite a couple of fights when we've been playing anything. I'd say it's even because we both were desperate to win and we hate it when we lose against each other.
What about superstitions, Michael? Do you have any pre-match?
Not really. I tend to put my left boot on first, left shin pad, but there's no specific reason. Just do it.
No, I've never been superstitious. I know a lot of the lads are, but that's something I've never really done.
What's your career highlight so far?
Old Trafford debut for United, starting that and beating Newcastle 2-1.
When I was at QPR, getting promoted, that was a great experience, being involved in that team the back end of the season, and then obviously going to Wembley with the squad and getting a winner's medal, that was a great achievement. And then I'd say also being at United as well and winning the Youth Cup, that was also a great achievement, coming up with those lads and winning that.
Tell us what happened the last time you played each other, because you have met before.
Yeah, I was right back and he was striker, so we didn't come directly against each other, but we won 2-0, Blackburn won 2-0, which Burnley fans won't be happy about, but at the time it was a good win for us, and yeah, hopefully same again the weekend.
It was a wet night from what I can remember, and they beat us 2-0 on the night. He played right back and I was centre forward, so we didn't really come up against each other too much. And I remember in the second half I hit the post. I was unlucky with a shot. It was a tough game and he came out victorious, so he had the bragging rights after that game. Obviously I'm looking to put that right and to swing it over in my direction so I can be taking the mickey out of him a little bit.
Potentially this Saturday then, you'll be in direct competition for the first time. Who is going to come out on top?
I've got to say me, haven't I? Obviously I'm looking to do my best to help the team, and we always have a bit of a joke that when we've trained together as we've got older, he said he goes easy on me, so I tend to get the better of him sometimes. So he said from now on he's stopping that, so we'll see.
Well, I'd say me, obviously. Not just Burnley, but me. Obviously, we're favourites going to the game. It'll be tough, but we've been on a good run and we've had 3 draws in a row, so we're desperate for a win now.
Gray for Boyd. Sends in the cross left-footed. Hennings trying to get himself a bit of room, which he has, and scores! And Burnley are back in this game.
Where will your family be sitting? Do you know exactly, roughly, when you get on the pitch, where will you be looking?
Yeah, when you come out of the tunnel on the left, they'll be in the players' lounge, and there'll be some all over the stadium, the others, to be fair. There'll be quite a lot of people there.
I think a majority of them will probably be in the players' lounge at Burnley. They go there when they go and watch Mike, so I think they'll be in his players' lounge during that game.
Gallagher works it short. Little 1-2, gets it back, cross it, back post. Header comes in, 1-0 North End. Back post header.
How much will you be speaking to each other in the run-up to the match on Saturday?
We've spoke every day, and we always keep in touch, so I think we'll probably speak right up until the game and probably be having mind games during it as well, I guess. Like he said to me a couple of times, I hope you're marking me on set plays because I'll get the better of you, and I don't know, maybe I've saying to him, well, watch out because I'm going to try and nutmeg you and little things like that, just taking the mickey really, and we'll see who gets the better of each other.
I'll speak to him later, I'll speak to him tomorrow, try and get a bit of team info, but I doubt he'll give me any. But apart from that, not a lot really.
On the spot then, Burnley versus Preston, can you give us a match prediction and a result?
I'm saying I'd like a clean sheet and as many goals as possible, but I'm not going to get too optimistic, I'll go 2-0 Burnley.
I'd say we're going to win 2-1.
And will there be a Keane on the score sheet?
Yeah, Michael.
Hopefully with a W, yeah. Yeah, hopefully me.